الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد all praise you to Allah most gracious most merciful I bear witness and testify there's no one worthy of worship other than Allah and Muhammad his slave and final messenger my dear respected brothers in Islam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he blesses this ummah with seasons of worship for us to return to him the mashayikh barakallahu fihim they all mention about beautiful things how to rectify ourselves and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness and to advance ourselves with our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a duty upon us, upon each and every single one of us, that we sometimes neglect and sometimes forget, and that is the family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a beautiful verse, After أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون الله سبحانه وتعالى says Are you who believe, save your souls and save your families. For indeed, the fire, its fuel is men and stones. And upon the fire, there are angels that are mighty and fierce. And that they never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them. Ramadan is the vibe that we need to bring back to our families. Bring back the children. Especially in today's day and age, where the children have been occupied by other things, whether by gadgets, game consoles, and the screen they are always on. Today's day and age, the West or the non-Muslims have never left anything and to try to take away our children. Never say it's too young to pray. Never say it's too young for a young girl to put the hijab on. Do not force it upon her. Make her love the hijab. Ramadan is the most important time to bring back the family. Yes, we can see the Muslim people, mashallah, going to the masajid. Accompany that young brother. Accompany your son. Take him to the masjid. Wake him up for fajr. Take him with you. Build this vibe in the house. Connect them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because where are they going to get this connection? Where are they going to get this vibe? Where are they going to get this tarbiyah and upbringing if it's not given by the parents? And one of the beautiful things that we must encourage our children first and foremost to explain and teach our children the real nature of fasting. That is not only by abstaining from food and drink, as some of the mashayikh say, but it's rather to discipline ourselves, to appreciate the blessings that we have, especially in the month of Ramadan. Teach them, why are you being deprived away from food? Teach them self-discipline. Let them earn this connection that you want for them, between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and secondly, teach the children the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had children and he had wives. He taught his children and he taught his wives. And his sunnah is the best lifestyle that ever a Muslim can attain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the knowledge of everything. The way he spoke, the way he ate, the way he walked, the way he lived his life as a father and as a husband. He is the greatest example ever to live. Why not follow in his footsteps? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sitting in a gathering and there was a boy eating from all over the place. And he says, Ya ghulam, sammi Allah, kul bi yaminik wa kul mimma yaleek. He says, oh young boy, mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a blessing. Reminding the boy, this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sammi Allah kul bi yaminik. Eat with your right hand. And eat from directly from you. And not eat from all over the plate. Teaching manners and appreciating the food and the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And thirdly, fourthly, make those children to not stay up late and get them used to sleeping early to wake him up for suhoor. As the Prophet ﷺ, he used to wake up his family for suhoor. And as we know the hadith, as the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةٌ. Have suhoor, the early morning breakfast before fajr. For indeed, in the suhoor there are blessings. And another hadith that the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ السُّحُورَ كُلُّهُ بَرَكَةٌ. Meaning, all of the suhoor is barakah. Even if you drink a sip of water, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels send praise and blessings upon those who do suhoor and eat the morning breakfast. Reunite the family together upon an action of worship. And one of the most beautiful actions of worship is the recitation of the Quran. This is what the main blessing of Ramadan. Ramadan became the greatest month because of the Quran. And everything in the month of Ramadan became double and multiplied. The blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this Quran in Ramadan. And because of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opened the paradise, the gates of paradise, and He shut the gates of hellfire, and He chained up the shayateen because of this Quran. Bring the children to learn this Quran. Sit with them, teach them the ayat. Even the young one that can't read, get them to sit with you. Let them hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of hearing the music on YouTube or these Netflix and all these apps and channels that people have. Get them used to listening to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will grow in with it. And don't ever underestimate anything. Yes, they'll play, they'll talk. So some people will be complaining, oh, the kids are talking a lot in the masjid. They're running amok. Leave them. It's better for them to be in the masjid than being outside. Be patient with the children speaking. You should be happy for the children coming to the masjid. Let them, leave them alone. One day it will grow in their hearts and remind them when they grow with this tarbiyah and this upbringing, it will bring them back to Islam. It's an upbringing that we must try to nurture and try to put in our children. The kuffar have already planned, and they have already taught the children different ways of how to become the most inappropriate types of people. If the Muslim parents don't teach their children, who's going to teach them? The school is not enough. The Arabic school is not enough. The college or whatever, the tutor is not enough. If the person himself, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. We all heard the mashaykh talking about fixing ourselves and rectifying our souls and purifying our nafs. Be an example. And being an example for the parents is one of the most greatest ways to teach the children. Teach them to be thankful to the sacrifices that you performed for them. Teach them to have gratitude towards their mother and to not complain of what the mother cooks or what the mother does. Like what we see today of children. When the mother cooks the food, the child starts to object. What is this food? I hate this food. And the mother forces to buy him food outside. Why? Because this child doesn't appreciate the mother's sacrifice. We need to embed this in them. It is one of the minor signs of the hour, as the Prophet ﷺ says, "Antarid al-amatu rabbatha," that the woman will give birth, or the mother will give birth to her slave. Do you know what this means? Or to her master. That the parents will become the servants of their children. The child will come to his father or mother and will tell him, for example, "Oh father, I want a PS5. I want a certain game console. I want this and that." And the father says, "No." What does the son do? He says, "I'm going to run away. I'm going to leave the house." What does the father do? Because of his soft heart and cares for his child, he's forced to do what the child does, says to him. Because the upbringing, the example that this father has shown wasn't appropriate. And the first and foremost is eating halal. Making sure that everything, the blessings that you give your children is halal. Halal has a lot of effect, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Eating halal is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not allow the haram to enter the children's stomachs. Do not allow the haram to nurture their bodies. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a beautiful hadith about the traveler that prolonged his travel and he lost his provisions. And he raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calls, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He says, مَأْكَلُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامٌ فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. That this man is calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of hardship. His food is from haram, his drinking is from haram, and his clothing is from haram, and he's being nurtured through haram. How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to answer his dua? We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer our dua. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. Let us practice the Islam in our lives and implement Islam sincerely. True Islam, not the fake Islam. We don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a favor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Salaf they say, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. We don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only for a need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not your friend. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you, and He continues to bless you, even though you sin, we sin day in, day out, He continues to feed you, and to bless you, and to have mercy upon you, giving you a time, being merciful for you, giving you this chance to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to teach your children how to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your child asks something from you, teach them to make dua. Tell them, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. It comes from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that blesses us all. And another point, my dear brothers in Islam, I don't want to take long. Allow the children to help their mother at home, especially the young daughters. Allow them to help the mother with cooking and preparing for the iftar feast. And don't allow a child to miss out on the iftar. Bring them in, call them in, all of them together. Let them feel the blessing and the vibe of Ramadan. And another point, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, is to reunite the family upon Qiyam al-Layl. Appoint a time, whenever a time of the night, early or late, whatever is proper for them. Waking them up. Tell them this Ramadan is not like any other month. This day, those days are not like any other days of the year. It's the month where the shayateen are locked up. Get them used to praying. Get them used to asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another point is to the husbands. Do not overburden the wives in overcooking and preparing the food. Give them their time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also have rights. They also need time for them to go back and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not overburden them. Be easy with them. Do not complain about the food. Have patience. No one is perfect, my dear brothers in Islam. No one is complete. Everyone is bound to do mistakes. Say Alhamdulillah, it's not meant for us. It's not written for us to have this food. It's written for us to have this certain food. Say Alhamdulillah, it's all written from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us, doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring down His blessings? Doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our lives successful and easy? Who would make our lives easy and who would solve our problems other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is the only one that is in control of our affairs. And He is the only one that can solve every single problem that we go through. Teach the young children to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get their hearts attached to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another point is to teach them that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your role model, especially in today's time and age. Teach them how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to speak. Even to the young children, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never left. He taught them everything that he could to allow those people, those young children, to grow up and to become the bearers of Islam. And the Sahaba implemented everything that they could to allow this new generation to grow and to raise Islam. And what is the difference between us and the Sahaba? They had children, they had families, they had businesses. The only difference they had is between us and them is when they learned something of the Prophet ﷺ. When they heard a command, they established it in their lives. They didn't leave it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise our children to be upon the righteous. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue these blessings upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.